Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, and my dear faithful, in this season of preparation for Lent, we prepare our souls for the coming season of grace, the season of penance, which is coming very quickly, and which is now only 10 days off. We try to put ourselves in the state of mind best suited for taking advantage of this coming Lent. But what is important to keep in mind is the value of time, especially the value of the time that God gives us this year in Lent. This is the time for us to correct what is wrong in our souls. So let us try to make the best use of the time we have for Lent this year. In fact, we should make good use not only of the time of Lent, but of all the time that God gives us in which to work out our salvation. And this makes us focus today on the value of time in general. It says in Scripture that time is the greatest and most precious gift that God can give to a person. It's worth more than material possessions because even the poorest person has time, at least a certain amount. And even the richest person can't buy even one more minute of time with all of his money. Even the pagans knew the value of time. Seneca said that the value of time is above all price. St. Bernardine of Siena declared that a moment of time is of as much value as God, because in each moment, a man, by an act of contrition or of love, can gain divine grace and eternal glory. He said that God is gained in time that is well spent. Time is a treasure which is found only in this life. It is not to be found in the next, either in hell or in heaven. In hell, the sorrow of the damned is that they don't have even 1 minute in which they can correct their situation. They would pay any price to redeem their past, but they can't do so. And if the people in heaven could have even 1 more minute, they would use that minute to gain more merit that would increase their happiness for all eternity. But what makes time even more precious is that we don't know how much more of it we have. We can die at any time, and our time will come to an end. At that moment, at the moment of death, if we've spent our time well, we will receive a reward from God for all eternity. But if we've spent it badly, it will be too late to do anything about it. And because of this, we have to always keep ourselves ready to die. St. Bernard says, "Why, O miserable man, dost thou presume upon the future, as if the Father had placed the times in thy power?" St. Augustine says, "Dost thou count on a day, who hast not an hour?" How can you promise yourself the day of tomorrow if you don't even know if you will have another hour from now? And St. Teresa concludes and says, "If thou art not ready to die today, fear to die ill." There is nothing more precious than time, but there is nothing that is less valued or more despised by people of the world. St. Bernard complains about this. "The days of salvation pass, and no one reflects that for him that day vanishes and returns no more." The average American spends 4 hours a day watching television, which amounts to 9 years out of a lifetime of 65 years. If that average American would take just one of those 4 hours a day and use it praying sincerely to God, God would draw that person to himself. He would find the true faith, he would repent of his sins, and he would save his soul if he spent just one of those 4 hours on his soul, or probably even less than that. But people don't do that because they can't be bothered. They don't know the value of time. If you ask them what they were doing all day long, they would say they are killing time, as though time were some sort of harmful creature. And people also devote enormous amounts of time to following politics or listening to talk radio following sports or the news or reading the internet or doing things that don't matter in the great scheme of things. And they distract their minds from what they should really be doing. And then if you ask them if they did any spiritual reading last night, they'll say they didn't have time. And yet, if we organized our time with more discipline, we would find more than enough time to do all of our duties, both for our soul and of our state in life. Now, for many of us, the reason we use our time so inefficiently is partly because of a lack of organization. We don't have a daily schedule that we follow, and unfortunately, this causes us to lose a lot of time trying to figure out what we should be doing next during in the day, or deciding what we should do at any given time, or just wasting time between one task and another. But this is not good, because if we are doing our duties of state in life for the love of God, we should do them as well as possible. And that means, in part, doing them as efficiently as possible, so that we can do as much as we can. This is how God wants us to live our lives. If we are parents, we should spend our time being the best parents we can. If we are students, we should be the best students we can. A priest should be the best priest he can, and so on, for every state of life. But all of these things take time, and the more efficiently our time is spent, the better we will be at what we do, which is what God wants us to be doing. So we should organize our time well with a daily schedule and assign a certain amount of time to our work, our daily duties, a certain amount of time to our prayers, and a certain amount of time for leisure and rest. And when we are doing one of these things, we should focus completely on that and not worry about something that we are supposed to be doing in a different part of our schedule. This is just a basic concept of time management. There are many good books in bookstores that can help you organize your time. And they are very helpful because if our day is organized, we will have time to do everything we need to do. But also our spiritual life will benefit as well because we will get all of our spiritual duties done every day as long as we follow our schedule. A spiritual life thrives on regularity and organization. There is a saying that is common among spiritual writers that if you keep the schedule, your schedule will keep you. And it's very true. We will also give a good example to the people around us by keeping busy and working hard, and also by being able to relax and have a good time when our work is done. But what is important for us to remember is that we have to make good use of our time to keep ourselves in the state of grace. That's really, in a sense, where the rubber meets the road. If we're not in the state of grace now, we have to make time to get it back. And then after we get it back, we have to make sure that we spend enough time praying to keep us close to God so that we will maintain the state of grace in our souls. We don't want to get to the end of our lives and realize that we have made a complete waste of our lives by idleness and by not serving God, or even possibly by not being in the state of grace for most of our lives. At that point, at the moment of death, we will not be able to go back and live our life again properly. But if that is the case for us now, then it's not too late for us to correct it, at least for the future. Let us think of the example of our blessed Lord, who said, "I must work the works of him that sent me whilst it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." And he gave us the example by spending his life at every moment doing the will of God for him, whether it was living the humble, hidden life of Nazareth, or preaching for 3 years in his public life, or suffering and dying on the cross, he always did the will of his heavenly Father. So let us think today of the value of time and try to make a better use of it. Time is a lot like money. If you don't keep track of how much you have, and how much you use on various things, you will lose all of it, or you will certainly waste a lot. If we are not aware of what our time is being spent on now, then a lot of it is probably being wasted. The first step to correct that problem is to be aware of it and to think of what we can do to improve it. So take stock of how your time is spent. Maybe get a book on how to manage your time more efficiently, and do your duties of state as well as you can for the love of God. And let us remember that everything we do in the short space of time we have will remain with us for good or bad for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.